How's it going, everyone? Welcome to this bonus episode of Free Kick, the AFLW Fantasy Podcast. My name is Mel, and today I'm joined by Zali Goldsworthy. We had the great opportunity to have an interview with Zali. We'd actually already recorded our Michaela Pauger interview for our GWS team review by this stage, by the time this opportunity came along. So we thought we'd have a chat anyway and post it up as a bonus episode, because if our listeners are anything like me, they would be very excited to hear from one of the breakout stars of Season 8 in Zali Goldsworthy. So here's our chat. Couple of fantasy tidbits in there, but otherwise just enjoy hearing from the amazing Zali Goldsworthy. On today's bonus episode of Free Kick, we get to interview the Season 8 breakout star Zali Goldsworthy. Zali, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, going well.
That's very good to hear. So we're getting close to game time now. GWS's first match sim against Sydney is coming up this Saturday, and it's only 25 days until the Giants' first game of the season against the Bulldogs, which is exciting. How are the Giants going prepping for that match sim?
Yeah, we're in good spirits. I think we're just kind of more keen to get out and play together again. I think it's been a good, about 12 months since we've had all our listed players back on the field together. So I think we're all just pretty excited to go and play for each other again.
Yeah, I can imagine it's probably felt like quite a long off season. So, Zali, one of the reasons we're so honoured to have you on the podcast and to do this interview today is because you were just such a phenomenal player in Season 8. You were one of the main breakout stars, and I'm sure you're sick of the interviewers going over the list of all of your awards, but just for our listeners, just to get a grasp of how amazing of a season you had last year. You won the Season 8 Rising Star Award, which was the first time someone from GWS has won it. You were the Giants' Best and Fairest winner and the youngest to do so. You were the Giants' Season 8 leading goal kicker, which was helped along by your performance in the game against Carlton, where you broke the AFLW record for the most goals in a game. And you also took away the Giants' Jacinda Barclay Fearless Award, which was voted on by your teammates for being selfless and fearless. So that is a wide haul for Season 8 in terms of awards. I wonder, like, when you think back to your mindset in the Season 8 preseason, obviously you were training hard and you knew you were going to have a big season, but did you expect it to go that well for you? Like, were you thinking this is really going to be your year?
No, not really. I think for the first half of the preseason, I was actually in rehab, had a bit of a knee injury, but I think that coming out of rehab, I was just so motivated and just so eager to get back training again that it almost was like I just peaked at the right time. And, yeah, I definitely didn't think that these kind of awards would be coming my way, but incredibly honoured to win them.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I guess so coming off that big kind of season, how's your mindset been in the Season 9 preseason, and how are you kind of preparing for another season coming now?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, but I think that I've always just been a pretty laid-back person, that individual accolades aren't really something I'm chasing or going out for. So I think that in terms of my own football development, I just want to keep going the direction forward, basically. Like, I'm not looking to now go and make any like all Australian squad or win any type of other medals. I'm just trying to chase some team success and help in any way I can.
Yeah, fair. Well, moving on from the awards then, one of the other ways that you had a really impressive Season 8 was your time on ground. Watching you play, it was kind of like, wow, is she ever going to go to the bench? But, like, genuinely, you didn't. And I think it was in 8 out of 10 or so of those games, you actually played 100% time on ground, which is phenomenal. It makes me think, like, wow, you're either just super fit and young and ready to rock and roll, or, like, the Giants must have some really great strength and conditioning program that's allowing you to be at your best for so long each week. Can you talk to me a little bit about, like, how the Giants are thinking about strength and conditioning and how that kind of helps you?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. We have a great S&C coach that we all love, Tom Redden, and we've actually got quite a funny relationship, me and him. I feel like I'm always, like, the outlier in terms of strength and conditioning. Like, I feel like I'm always at the bottom of the pool, but yet somehow when it comes to games can run out of game or something. But, yeah, it's just a phenomenal program. And I was just lucky that I was able to rest up forward instead of coming off.
Is that something we're likely to see again from you this season, or are you kind of mentally preparing and putting into the game plan a bit that you have a bit more of a break and some bench time?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I think it might be a little bit different. I'm not too sure yet. I think it might be different with the practice games, and then if we need to change a few things, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, well, speaking of the practice games, one of the things we're interested to know about in the practice games in this season is kind of where you're looking to play a little bit more. We saw in season 8 you were, because of your high time on ground, I guess you were kind of moving between the forward line and the midfield line quite a bit. But we saw you as attending about 40% of the CBAs in the midfield, but then also, I mean, gaining the leading goal scorer for the Giants. So you're in the forward line quite a bit and having a good impact. What kind of split between forward and mid are you hoping to play this season?
Yeah, I find it quite funny actually, because I get asked this question, like, which position do I prefer? And I think it honestly, like, it just depends on the game. Like, if the ball's coming forward, then I'd love to just be up there in the forward line and cherry pick anything I can get my hands on. But if I feel like I need to be in the midfield to help out where I can, and kind of itching to get my hands on the ball, I guess midfield is definitely something that I'll continue to work towards.
Nice. So wherever the ball is, essentially.
I think I just kind of itching me my hands on it a bit.
Yep, makes sense. So have you been training across both lines in the pre-season?
I always try and get across both lines just so I can get enough education and get across like the type of girls I'd be working with in either end.
Yeah, and I guess then one of the girls you would be working with in the midfield group is Michaela Pauger, who we actually had an interview with as well this preseason for our GWS review episode. How's she been going this preseason?
Yeah, she's been a great pickup. I think that just her contested ability to win the ball, and I think she was playing forward at Brisbane, and I feel like when you're a forward and you go on to the midfield, you always just bring a little bit of like X factor in there, like kind of like a Charlie Cameron if he was to go in the midfield. He just offers that something a little bit different, which is really nice. She's just not a your standard type midfielder who'll get 30 disposals. Like I definitely see her coming through and kicking some goals in the forward line, and she's been just a great pickup.
Yeah, we do love to hear that. I guess if you are training a little bit of everywhere, then you would have had a lot of crossover with a lot of different girls. Is there anyone else you've really enjoyed training alongside this pre-season?
Definitely alongside, but also just competitively. Cambridge McCormack is just someone who has just risen, and she's come from nowhere, really. And we've had some really tough battles over this preseason. We've always been 1v1s, whatever it is, in games and whatnot. I love the way she goes about it, because I feel like she's a very fair but tough player. And she's someone that, has just come from nowhere, really. I think she's had a great couple preseason, great couple off seasons, and she's ready to go.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Cambridge is someone who we've heard a little bit about in the last couple of seasons. I think she's played most of the games, but kind of moving between the ruck and the halfback role there. So she's definitely one we'll keep more of an eye on this season then.
100%.
I guess sticking with kind of the growth and development of things, we know that the AFLW has grown so much in the last few seasons, the expansion to the 18 teams, match the men's, and the collective bargaining agreements, and even down to attendance and viewership of games. But one of the other things that's really helping the AFLW as well as its young talent grow has been the Giants Academy, which you came through a few years ago. We know that it gives like young players a trajectory to keep playing from a young age. But I'm interested to know, like, how did you find that the Giants Academy really prepared you for the AFLW?
Yeah, definitely. I think that my first year when I did the program was also the program's one of their first years too. And at the time, actually, it was almost like we were both growing together, and it was nice, but it was also like there was a bit of inconsistency with it in terms of, I think we only really did the program, it felt like, for about a month. Like we had about a month of each weekend we had something on, and then it just kind of dropped off a bit. So my personal experience with that was that it was almost like we were learning together, and we weren't both weren't quite there yet. But then When I went and did Bushies, and we had a few of the girls doing the Giants program, they told me like, "Oh, you got to come back. Like, it's nowhere where it was last year. Like, we're getting 30 girls at training now instead of five." Like, and I think that like since then it's just grown crazily. Like, I can't believe how much it's grown, and we're getting a lot of train-ons coming through, and they don't really look out of place at all. So it's really great to see.
Yeah, and one of the other ways I've kind of heard that the academy is really good for young player development is not just the skills and the physical playing of the game, but also mentally and getting ready for the professionalism of AFLW. If you were there in some of its earlier years, it might not have been as fully fledged and developed as it is now. But is that something that you see that the program really gives value to?
Yeah, definitely. And coming from someone who just loves to feel comfortable in a space, I think that getting like train-ons in, or even just the Giants program, I'm sure that when I was in it, I know that we were getting taught a lot what the AFLW team was getting taught. So I'm pretty sure it would filter down the same now. But even just, yeah, getting the train-ons in and just them being around us girls in the environment and what a typical day, training day would look like, I think is really beneficial.
Yeah, that's great to hear. It's so such a valuable program to the AFLW. And we love just finding out a little bit more about it. Okay, so moving on to something a little bit less serious. One of my favorite moments of footy last season, and there were a lot, but one of them that didn't really have much to do with the games was actually your moment against the Gold Coast, where you had been tackled to the ground and you were looking for a hand up from your
Oh,
team.
yeah.
No one came, and you picked yourself up off the ground. The funny little maneuver there. I was watching that on the telly and I was like, did I just see that? Like, that was hilarious. I don't know what was going through your head at the time, but it made for a great little snippet. I guess in terms of your favorite moments from last season, do you have any like really memorable moments that you go back to and they either give you a chuckle or kind of make you proud?
Well, there's definitely a few, but one that I can think of at the top of my head is it was in the same game actually, and it was Izzy Huntington kicking her first goal for the Giants. I think it was a long time coming. She kicked that many points that we were like, every time she kicked a point, we're like, oh, and almost like we were 5 meters towards her before it already went through. And yeah, just seeing her have her moment was just so special after knowing what she's done all behind the scenes and just all the work she puts in.
Oh yeah, that would have been such an exciting moment for Huntington because she was injured for a while, wasn't she? A few seasons ago.
Yeah, my first year she was on the inactive list, so that first year all she was doing was just in the gym and conditioning, and then she was still pretty much in rehab all of last year's pre-season. So just for her to come back and do that was just amazing.
Yeah, oh my gosh, very impressive. Okay, so we're up to the last question of the interview, and we like to ask all of our interviewees this. But the question is, who have you been most excited to watch this preseason, and who do you think is going to have an absolute ripper of a season nine?
Oh, well, there's definitely a few of the Giants, but well, I think I can't really look past Elise Parker. I think that it's probably a pretty standard answer, but I feel like she's just come back in the off season, and it's almost like she's just bigger and stronger than what she already was. Like, she's fending people, she's lifting weights she's never lifted before, and she's just got this different pep in her step, I guess. And oh, I just would hate to be on the receiving end of her work, yeah, through games. And yeah, I just think she's added different elements in her game. And I think someone said that she's been really training to try and be like a Nick Daicos in terms of disposal efficiency. And I've noticed that 100%. And she just does all the extras. She does all the high performance habits. And yeah, I definitely don't want to be up against her first round.
Yeah, that's great to hear. We do love Elise Parker, and it's an interesting pick because she's someone that's already so experienced and at the top of her game and strong. And so to hear that she's taking all of that to a next level this season, oh, it's gonna be great to watch her get out there.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, well, this has been a great chat. Thank you so much for joining me, and enjoy season nine. We'll see you out there on the field.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see Zali Goldsworthy on my fantasy side and then also out on the field 100% of the time for GWS this season. So Hope you liked that. As always, follow Free Kick on our socials. We've got Insta, Twitter, and YouTube at Free Kick W Pod. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, which now does include YouTube. And stay tuned for more interesting pre-season content, including best 21s, club reviews, line-by-line reviews, and then a little bit of a intro episode to our fantasy strategies before the season starts. Chat to you later. Bye.